BBC News with Neil Nunes. The general election in Malaysia has been won by the governing National Front, the coalition that has been in power for more than half a century. The Electoral Commission said there had been a record turnout of about 80%. The opposition leader, Anwar Ibrahim, has not yet accepted the result. Speaking at a news conference, he accused the Election Commission of complicity in what he called a fraudulent process.
We want the Election Commission to give a satisfactory answer to why this fraudulent process was being condoned or done, and they are clearly, or they were, complicit to the crime.
Hundreds of thousands of Bangladeshi Islamists are continuing to protest in the capital, Dhaka, to push for the implementation of their version of Islamic values. At least 3 people have died and more than 60 have been injured, Juma Gibbering reports.
It's been a day of clashes and running battles on the streets of Dhaka. Police used tear gas and rubber bullets. Islamic protesters built barricades, threw stones and set fire to vehicles and shops. The main rally continued into the night. Elsewhere, parts of the city blazed red in the darkness. The Islamists, who draw support from the country's religious schools, demand the death penalty for those who insult Islam, greater segregation of men and women, and more emphasis on Islamic values and education. But the government, which describes Bangladesh as a secular democracy, has so far rejected those demands.
Syria has accused Israel of giving military support to rebels after airstrikes on the edge of Damascus. The Syrian government said Israel hit 3 military sites around the capital on Saturday night and early Sunday, causing deaths and injuries. Israel has not commented. The Syrian Information Minister, Omran Azadi, said aggression by Israel had opened the door to all options.
The international community must realize that the complexities taking place in this region have become more dangerous after this attack, and those states who support Israel have to be well aware that our people and our state will not accept this assault.
The Hungarian Prime Minister, Viktor Orbán, has condemned anti-Semitism at the opening of a meeting of the World Jewish Congress in Budapest. Mr. Orbán acknowledged that anti-Semitism was on the rise in his country as a result of the economic crisis, but made clear that it was unacceptable. Saudi Arabia has, for the first time, officially sanctioned sports activities for girls in private schools. Many private girls' schools in the country already provide such facilities, but some Saudi commentators have suggested the move may be intended to test whether sports could at some point be allowed for girls in state schools. World News from the BBC. Tens of thousands of protesters have rallied in the French capital Paris to express their dissatisfaction with President François Hollande ahead of the first anniversary of his election. The demonstrators accused the president of abandoning socialism with his austerity policies. Recent opinion polls show Mr. Hollande's approval rating has fallen to about 25%, the biggest slump for any French president in the past half century. Libya has passed a law that will ban officials from the Gaddafi era from holding political office. The vote in the General National Congress came a week after militias supporting the law began besieging the Ministries of Justice and Foreign Affairs. They started celebrating after the bill was passed. Rana Jawad has this report.
The law could potentially see the removal of figures currently serving in both the Congress and the Cabinet. Although officials and the public at large generally see the law as a necessary measure, many believe that there are other interests being pursued on all sides under the guise of demands for this law to be adopted. It includes militias afraid of losing power and political infighting within the Congress itself. Human rights watchdogs say the law is too sweeping and vague.
Colombia's former president, Álvaro Uribe, says he will take Venezuela's president, Nicolas Maduro, to the Inter-American Human Rights Commission for allegedly putting his life at risk. The move comes 2 days after President Maduro accused Mr. Uribe of plotting to kill him. Russian hunters have discovered the wreckage of a light aircraft that went missing 11 months ago in the Urals region with 13 people on board. At the time, it was thought the plane had been stolen by the pilot and his friends after a drinking session to go on a fishing trip or to visit a sauna. 11 bodies have been found near the crash site. BBC News.